Well, this vaccine is made very differently from the other two. It uses really a more traditional process, and so it's more like some of the other vaccines that, you know, we're all familiar with. So this vaccine, though, I mean, it has some other differences. One clear advantage is that it doesn't require these super cold temperatures to move it around. So, you know, it has some practical advantages in that way. But the moral issues here, they are present in the sense that this particular vaccine from Johnson & Johnson uses another cell line from an abortion. And I believe it happened in the 1980s, this abortion. It was taken from the retina of a child after the abortion. And these cells are used like a factory to produce large quantities of an engineered virus that is then injected into patients, into us. And so there's really the potential here to talk about two different cell lines from abortions that were used in the manufacture and the testing of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, you know, that immediately raises more concerns because we would say there's a closer association with the cell lines that come from abortions, and we don't want to be using those if there are other alternatives that are equally available, equally effective. This is a real-world example. Dealt with somebody who has an allergy to something called polyethylene glycol. Well, it turns out that that's in the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, and so she's not able to take that those vaccines, and she would only be able to take the Johnson & Johnson. So is she allowed to? Vatican has said very clearly, yes, in the face of a proportionate reason, we may receive vaccines that have been prepared using cell lines from abortions that happened, you know, a long time ago. So, you know, in an ideal world, if everything were equal, then and we had multiple choices in front of us, then you'd want to choose the one with the least association with the cell lines from abortion.